This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This portion of the program is brought to you by 23andMe. Touchdown! T-O-U-C-H-D-O-W-N. And it's all one word, touchdown. Text the word touchdown to 72881. 72881, a brand new text number. Text it right now, touchdown 72881 for your chance to win. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win a trip to Minneapolis for the night before. This is airfare for you and a friend in Minneapolis, three nights hotel stay, two tickets to see Dave Matthews Band, and you'll each get qualified for an on-location experience game day ticket package. Includes a meet and greet with the Dave Matthews Band. Touchdown is this hour's code word, 72881. There are more chances to get yourself in the running today to win yourself one of these trips, 1205 and 405. Text it right now. Do it. 23andMe.com, a genetic service that can tell you what your genes say about your health, traits, and ancestry. You can start to learn about your DNA story at 23andMe.com.
I love that. 23andMe.
Is that the one you did?
It's not, but I'm going to do that one because that one gives you more stuff.
Oh.
I like it.
That is the one with the health stuff?
Everything. Tell me everything.
You did the Ancestry.com?
.com, yeah. And that was neat, too.
Yeah, that's when we found out you were an Englishman.
Well, my little brother, that was the one we looked at first, which was my little brother, and he's got a lot of English in him, and it was weird that mine was a little different, but I was definitely more Irish than
it
English.
Is super strange that like brothers could have different results.
Right.
You'd just think you'd get whatever percentage from whichever parent, and that would be that.
Weird, man.
It's neat. I like it.
I'd like to see if maybe twins. What are the two types of twins? Like
fraternal? Identical and fraternal?
Yeah. How that would add up.
It's time for Celebrity Trash.
Okay.
And it's brought to you by the Kaiser Permanente San Francisco Half Marathon and 5K on February 4th. Register now at GetFitKPSF.com. I didn't realize I had that right in front of me. When you asked me to quote that to you last, I could have just looked.
You got it, though, so.
Somehow.
Whatever.
So it's time for the Billboard Hot 100. These are the top songs in the country at this moment. And then we're going to follow it up with a little special treat. I have not heard this myself yet, but Bryn was giggling his head off earlier in the other room. What is it?
So the treat is not turkey and cheese finger sandwiches?
Oh, boy. That sounds so good.
So that, but that's not the treat.
Well, we have carrot cake coming.
Oh, we do?
They're promoting a movie.
That's a treat?
Yeah, it is.
You happy about that?
We can DoorDash you some turkey and cheese finger sandwiches.
DoorDash you?
Yeah. You know the DoorDash, the app?
Oh.
No, I don't.
It's awesome. Oh, my God. I've been using DoorDash and
I thought you were trying to say Dine and Dash.
No,
I'm like, you're not saying it right.
No, it's an app. There's that and Instacart, too. That I've been using where I've been getting my groceries and I order it online and they bring it to me within an hour and a half.
Oh,
to your house?
Grocery shopping.
You know what's weird? I didn't follow
what's
up and ask.
Instacart.
Okay.
Because I was a little embarrassed that she's doing it. Not embarrassed, but just thought, really? You can't go into the grocery store? But she, I think she had, she's doing the Instacart, but they bring it out to your car. So you can drive up to the store, and then they'll just walk out and put it in your car for you.
Yeah,
and she was saying because she getting the kid in and out of the car seat, which I agree, sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst. But I thought, really,
lazy.
We can't go to the grocery store.
I mean, no.
Who was doing this? Your
missus.
Wife?
Yeah. Oh. What?
Your wife?
Yeah, they have, like, Target does that. You can do that. You can order online, and then they bring it out
like
to
a curbside.
Exactly.
But so that's not Instacart, or it is?
No. Instacart, no. They bring it to your house.
Oh.
There's a, depending on your order, there is a charge. Not much. Like, it's worth it to me to pay an extra $7 than to go to the grocery store, because I hate going to the grocery store.
Right. It's hard.
So it's cool.
Well, it's hard.
I order all the stuff.
Sure. You know, I would love to use that, but because I have two grocery stores within walking distance of my house, I would feel, I just don't know if I can reconcile that, you know, because I was thinking, oh, I could suggest this to John, because yeah. I always feel guilty when he goes off to the grocery store.
Right.
And I'm not helping him.
But DoorDash, you use that for if you want to get some food from some particular...
DoorDash, huh? And
yeah, place.
Is that the same
from
as
a
like
restaurant?
Uber Eats? Doesn't Uber...
Guilty enough to get up and go with them?
Sometimes. Oh,
okay.
I will go sometimes, yeah. But, or you know what happens is a lot of times not he'll, me. On his way home from somewhere, he stops at the grocery store, yeah. picks everything up, and then he brings it to the door as he's making a couple trips from the car, and I bring it in and put it all away.
Oh.
Yeah, so I try to be well, as helpful as I can.
That is helpful.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll do that. I just don't want to go to the grocery
store.
Well,
no question. I feel like if I've run to the grocery store and I put everything up on the counter there.
You should be putting it away.
Yeah, I mean, help me out here.
Right.
Holmes, how about it?
Right. Well, and frankly, if I've gone to the grocery store, which is rare, but if I've gone, I'll actually text him and be like, I'm almost home. And then he comes out and helps me.
That's
Or, you know, makes the kids do it. I just feel like, you know, they should help. Everyone should help. It's the food you're going to eat.
Right.
Okay. Did I do all my... I did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we go. How do we get on that? Oh, because you. I said the treat, and you said the turkey
oh, yeah.
the turkey
so
cheese
are
finger
we getting
sandwiches.
Turkey
Let's
and
get
cheese
them.
Finger
see
sandwiches
see
or not?
Get them through DoorDash.
We got carrot cake coming.
Boy, we're just reliving the segment. Rewind.
Oh, my God. This is so fun.
It's the best stuff, everyone.
Right in the same day. Okay, starting with number 100. This is a song called Best Friend, Sophie Tucker, featuring Nervo, The Knox, and Alyssa Ueno. And number one again. What is this? 4 weeks in a row now? Maybe five? Ed Sheeran. Duetting with Beyonce. There you go. There's your number one. Billboard Hot 100. So, you know, every week we listen to these songs, and there's a band. That, are they a band, really? I guess they are sort of a band. They're kind of a YouTube thing.
Yeah.
They're called Us the Duo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We follow them on Instagram.
Yeah. So they, every year, apparently, I've never seen one of these before, but they do a top hits of the year medley every year. And so
Us the Duo.
All
right.
And,
husband, wife, or some BS like that.
They're so BS. Cute. And they,
BS.
Some BS like that, you know,
love,
people who love each other.
Stinks.
F love, man. So
couples.
Here are the top hits of 2017 as performed by Us the Duo.
All right.
We won't play the whole thing, but you'll like this because we know all of them. We heard them every week.
Here we go.
So they're sitting down. He's at the piano.
Can you pause it?
Yeah.
Why don't you do this?
Why don't I?
Yeah, why don't you? You and John do this kind of stuff all day, every day. Why don't you do this?
We don't learn the top hits. We only play the hits of the 70s. If you'd like the hits from the 70s,
yeah.
I could probably
do that. Why don't you do that?
Sure.
Do a medley.
I'll do like the greatest hits of The Who.
Okay.
Or the greatest hits of... The heart or
when,
something.
When will
Would
we
be,
see this?
That will, you'll never see it.
Thank you.
Okay, so here we go. This is their little medley.
Is that a man bun he's got going there?
Yeah, he does have a full on. They're very hipster. Oh, they look like they have such a fun marriage.
Do they?
Yeah, look at them. They sit around and work this out all the time.
It's like your marriage.
We're not as talented. Oh, look at them looking at each other. That's adorable. Oh, he's beatboxing. All right, so obviously it goes on. And is Despacito on it somewhere?
I didn't listen that
it
far.
It has to be. Can you put a link to that?
Sure.
That's pretty fun.
It's super fun. Yeah. They're fun to watch, too. They're clearly having a good time. Hooman, you should watch that. That's an example of love happening. They love each other.
Thank you.
That's a good one. All right, there you go. There's your special treat. I'm sorry that it wasn't turkey sandwiches, finger sandwiches. The chick, by the way, it's her 27th birthday today. In that band, Us the Duo, her name is Carissa Alvarado.
Are they?
Did you say they're married?
I believe they're married. I don't know that much about them. You guys follow them on Instagram. No? Oh, he only does. Human does. Yeah. Oh,
well, cool. The radio station. I think we might have done something with them at the station.
Yeah, didn't they do
a lounge or something?
Here, yeah.
Maybe. I mean,
very talented.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know, man. It's, whatever.
Yeah, husband, wife, Michael and Carissa Alvarado.
Stranger Things. It's been pretty obvious that Eleven had a future. That Millie Bobby Brown. Like, she's just what a little breakout star, and she's such a ham. Like, everything you see that isn't Stranger Things, she is just willing to be a goofy. She raps, she sings, she's a ham. She just hams it up, and she's delightful. And if you enjoyed the Stranger Things season 2, there's actually, I don't know what it's called exactly, but like Beyond Stranger Things or something. There's a series of interviews with all the different cast members, and they're kind of roundtable style. Like, it's the creators of it. What are the brothers' names? Not that Doobie Brothers, but anyway, so it's them.
Remember.
And so there's some moderator, but there's a bunch of great interviews. And she's just such a little star. So you knew that, you know, and she's 13 now. So of course she's going to start producing stuff. Because why wouldn't you?
Well, you have to start. I immediately started to worry for her because we saw that her dad has quit his job and moved the family here to help her career get launched. And it's like, that is alarming.
Well, it's...
it's exactly what we watched happen to Lindsay Lohan.
And to Macaulay
the whole
Culkin
family
and the whole...
tapped onto that and went, we'll all take our cuts now. So it makes me nervous.
We're riding the gravy train.
But okay, let's hope for the best.
Right, so...
she's producing.
So her journey has begun. She already filmed the Godzilla sequel, Godzilla King of the Monsters. That's out in March of 2019.
I'm excited about
it. No, thank
that.
You.
You are excited about it?
Yeah, I love all that stuff. King Kong, Godzilla, all that.
It's weird that you love the monster movies, but not horror movies.
Yeah, they're way different from each other.
Is it because you just... the suspension of disbelief is...
I'm on the fence for Winchester, just so you know.
Oh, really?
Oh, the Mystery
you
House
need to
movie?
See it.
I know, because it's local. I've got to mentally prepare myself.
You'll be fine. Oh. It'll be hard for you to do another Halloween Secret show from there, but you'll be fine. So she just signed on to star in a franchise about Sherlock Holmes's 14-year-old sister. I didn't even realize this was a thing, but I guess that they're sort of YA books. Yeah. They're called the Enola Holmes Mysteries, and she's going to produce movies about these. She's 13. She turns 14 next month. And there you go. That little girl is on her way. And
great.
I'm sure her father is busy doing all the accounting for her. Family. They're the best. Although, I suppose at her age, they needed to make a commitment to it. Maybe. Maybe he's wonderful and only has
he
the best
He could be
intentions.
On the up and up.
Sure.
He could be.
Yep. It's really a controversial statement about Sherlock Holmes and his siblings. There's all these theories out there, but what they're basing the sister off of is this one special World Newton family theory that says Sherlock Holmes has 7 siblings.
Well, he is a fictional character, so you could make up anything you damn well wanted about him, really. I guess there are these books already about this, and then she's going to make movies about the books.
Right. I think these are the purists based on Arthur Conan Doyle's books.
Purists. They're the best. Go purists.
Mm. Oh, do you know the name of this sister? Is it Sharon Ferd?
It's Enola.
Enola.
Oh, Enola. Okay.
Enola Holmes. American Idol's coming back, everyone.
Boo. Yeah. I know.
Hooray. I mean, boo. I have a little bit of info about it. So they're, I feel like this might be a mistake on their part. They're not going to do bad auditions anymore.
Yeah. That's the fun part about it.
I agree. It's like the chair turnaround part on The Voice. Like, I always find that that's the only part I watch of that show, if I watch any of it at all. And in the last few years, I would watch American Idol auditions because it's always just sort of, because it's not so much that the people are bad, it's their attitudes about the critique that they get. I mean, they're just, to me, that was interesting to see people who are so convinced that they're amazing. I just think it's interesting. And they're not going to do it. So ABC says they are going to do away with the bad auditions. They say the showrunner, Trish Kinane, says it doesn't feel comfortable to put borderline unstable people up on stage and laugh at them. That doesn't mean every audition will be serious, apparently, but I guess they're not going to just torture people who are mentally not there or have lost their mind while waiting in the 7-hour line to get to their audition point.
Well, I think she's talking about the delusional people you're talking about, though.
Who are the interesting
Which are
ones.
The ones you like, but she's talking about the ones who are convinced they're good, and when they open their trap, you go,
right.
Who the hell told you you could sing?
Right.
Like, in what world? So, all right.
Well, it was my mom who told me.
Probably.
So they did a panel with the three new. It's Luke Bryan, Katy Perry, and Lionel Richie. And they basically are saying, well, we want to just get back to making stars. So I guess that falls in with the, we're not going to waste our time with bad auditions. They were challenged to name any of the past 3 years' winners, and no one could do it. No one who was there on the
during
stage,
the panel,
during the,
none
during
of
the
them.
Panel, nobody on the panel. So the cast members, producers, none of them could do it. They could not name the past three winners. You could certainly there are plenty of people who became famous because of American Idol. Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson, Jennifer Hudson, Daughtry.
Over the vacation, what's her name? Carrie Underwood had fallen and like broken her face open.
Yeah.
Like 40 stitches in the face. And I started having a conversation about that. And we got into like, who sold the most? And it went from like, could it have been the guy who, and we've had him in here. He now sings for Queen.
Adam Lambert. He hasn't sold the most.
He hasn't sold anywhere near nothing. The most right. like nothing
that's why he joined
by
Queen.
Comparison right
yeah. The songs they wrote for him didn't match
agreed he needed to be
his
they
style
were, they
at
were
all.
Too I don't know
poppy or something
not even poppy enough like they just weren't they needed to have more of a rock edge he wasn't using that incredible voice of his
but that conversation we had ended with a wiki search of the best-selling
and who
was
has
it?
Sold
I don't remember Kelly? I don't remember
Underwood.
It oh, was yeah. an Underwood Perry. Yeah and then it was Kelly
yeah
right
yep
Chris Daughtry's three.
Jennifer
Who's
Hudson
four there?
There?
I can't see that.
Clay Aiken.
Oh, really?
Clay Aiken.
Can you believe that?
Huh. That's very interesting. I can believe it. I actually.
You can?
$5 million all he sold?
Who's after Clay?
Yeah.
Fantasia.
Oh, she's done well.
Then Ruben Studdard.
Oh, boy.
Who else?
Scotty McCreery.
See, it actually.
That's, he's like a country guy.
It's interesting as you look at it. You go, oh, ooh.
Yeah,
surprised.
Just remembering all these people.
Kelly Pickler, David Cook, Philip Phillips.
Oh,
Jennifer Hudson.
He's below Clay Aiken, huh?
I feel Jennifer like Philip, Hudson's way down
yeah,
on the list.
But she acts, though. You know, I think she's really parlayed it outward.
Oh, there's Adam Lambert at what number?
13.
You know who else has a career now? Is it Catherine McPhee? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Like, she's an actress now. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that she's ever sold any records, but she's,
and supposedly
you know.
Dating David Foster.
Oh. Anyway, so they're talking about how they're what little changes they're going to be making, but it's so funny looking at some of the pictures of the three new panelists, Lionel, Katy, and this Luke Bryan guy. And you know how you just sometimes you look at something and you're like, oh, they're trying real hard. Like there's a picture of Lionel Richie whose face is just broken apart in a laugh that looks. It just looks. I'm not saying it is forced. I'm saying it looks forced. I just went, oh my God.
I'm not interested at all.
Oh, you know what else I wanted to just mention quickly in the 1 second I have left?
Well, Carrie hold on. Underwood, I'll negotiate with you. I'll give you 3 minutes.
Thank you. Carrie Underwood fell and had all those stitches in her face. Yeah. And Wendy Williams is speculating it's so silly because I don't know. What is Carrie Underwood? 30? I have no idea how old she is, but yeah, not old enough for a full face. Right. She goes, oh, she just said that because she went and got a facelift.
Really?
No, she didn't. Did she?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know.
You're
I
the one who's supposed to know this
she
stuff.
Actually,
she's 34.
Oh, is she? Oh, God. I guess she is old enough.
But all right. Vinny, were you seeing the pictures where she had like a scarf over her face and just her eyes were showing?
I didn't see the pictures, but as we got into a conversation about it, I started trying to figure. It's probably radio show crap, but there I was at the breakfast table going, I wonder if, who? And next thing I know, I'm wikiing who's on the list. And she is number one. Good for her.
She was, she had tweeted something along the lines of, I really effed my face up. It's bad and you guys are not even going to recognize me.
Yeah.
And she's wearing a scarf across her face now. Poor thing. Oh, my God.
Well.
Carrie. Good luck, Carrie. Mend well.
Isn't she married to a hockey player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he won't mind.
Yeah, he's used got to no people's teeth getting knocked out, right? All right, coming up in the news.
Oh, so much stuff, including retirement. Can you actually afford it? And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you very much for listening. This part of the program is brought to you by IKEA. We podcast this whole show. Podcasts are a newer thing. A lot of people don't know about them, but you should, because there's tons of podcasts out there, and we do a whole bunch of them. So we podcast this whole show, and we also do a separate secret show, which is just a completely... It's all the same people, but somehow it's completely different. And we did a good one yesterday. You can check that one out, but we have literally thousands of them that you could go back and listen to. Go to RadioAlice.com and get all the details on that. You can even listen to the podcast at RadioAlice.com. Save up to 50% on select items at the IKEA Winter Sale. It's not a mistake. The IKEA Winter Sale on from December 26th to January 10th. IKEA, make the dream yours.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started. We're going to begin this news break with a check-in from Vegas with Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. Scott, you're on the line?
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Scott.
Hi.
So you are in Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Show?
Yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
So it's known as CES. You see it all over the internet as there all these companies show up to unveil their latest creations. So you've been around, and what are you seeing?
Yeah, you know, it's day two, and day one was full of all sorts of automated things. It seems like the theme this year is how to please us, how to do anything we want with technology, providing that we're willing to give up the information about us in the first place. But there are all sorts of digital assistants, TVs that talk to us, cars that are going to get to know our preferences, all the way to the famous pole dancing robots, which I guess are there to please us in a different way. But it's kind of the
we need pleasing
all in one.
I was just watching, Human and I were watching a video of the pole dancing robots. It's not too sexy. Funny, but not sexy.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. She's not potted up. You know what? Yuzette just talked for like a minute, and then and you didn't hear. You obviously
she
didn't
is,
hear her.
I mean, doesn't utility feel this?
No, sorry. I was trying to be polite.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
Scott.
All right. Can you hear her now?
Yes.
Okay. So, Scott, I was saying that's okay. I was saying, Human and I were just watching a video of the pole dancing robots, and we thought it was quite funny, but not sexy.
I agree. It was usually looking into the future is kind of cool. This was. And it's a little creepy, but it's just weird. They have those CCTV, those security cameras for heads. They gyrate their hips.
Yeah.
It's just kind of bizarre. And right, I was not turned on in the least.
Very cute.
Fun at
hey,
a party.
So You mentioned cars, and I do have the story in front of me that Amazon's voice assistant... I'll use that instead
yes,
of the name,
right.
is going to be shoehorned into Toyota's.
Oh.
Coming up here, actually, very soon. So is that something you're seeing?
Yeah, we've seen that. They're displaying that a lot around here. And not only Amazon with its name, but Google has an entire pavilion trying to get you to, you know, hey, Google out there. Facebook just announced that it has a digital assistant. Apple is obviously in there. And, yeah, it's going out of our living room and into our cars. We saw a lot of cars sort of decked out to be the future autonomous cars. And, you know, in the Bay Area, we're always talking about how they're going to drive. A lot of these entertainment companies and shopping companies want to outfit the inside of your car so you can shop while you drive. You can have a 75-inch TV screen in your car while you drive.
Okay.
It's interesting. Yeah, it's kind of cool because it looks like a totally comfortable living room or hotel suite on wheels.
I don't even need windows.
Exactly.
Put me in a box and drive me there.
Yeah, and if it's too glary, you can set a screen. You can watch anything you want. You don't have to look at the view. It's bizarre because you can literally set your drive to look any way you want. And then you're sort of stepping back going, oh, yeah, I don't actually have to drive or pay attention. I can have a 75-inch screen play me a movie or show me underwater, whatever it is. Oh. And meanwhile, yeah, you're barking assistant, you know, directions at your assistant to try to get some shopping taken care of or a reservation made along the way.
Or just get some work done, I would think.
Yeah, the goal seems to be to make it either more efficient or just flat out entertaining to drive, or I should say be driven wherever you go.
Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area is on right now with us from Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Show. So I wonder, I'm curious, because it sounds so fantastical
future,
and
right.
so future. Is there any, and I don't want to be a, like sort of, you know, downer dude, like, come on, man. Can you guys pump the brakes on this technology so we actually can, it moves so fast. For example, I saw some of the TVs that are being introduced. They've moved beyond 4K already, and none of us even have 4K yet. And some of them are... Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're right. So 4K was originally sort of in movie theaters and starting to get to TV. Now they're talking about 8K. And I do this every year. I stare at the TV and try to say that this is just, you know, I can totally tell what I'm seeing, but I really can't.
No, nobody can. No one cares.
Yeah. and it, you know, I'll grab a photographer and take it. You guys have a trained eye. It's just getting so... I guess the point is, the big screen TVs are flat out movie screens now. You know, 4K right. is something we see in the movie. 8K we will see in the movies, and so there's no difference between, or very little difference between, if you have a big screen at home and going to a movie theater, and that is hurting that industry because we can do it all at home, and now the surround sound speakers and everything. But I wouldn't worry so much about, you know, oh, I have this fear of missing out on 8K, because it really is hard to tell. The fact is TVs are getting really, really crisp. The most important thing is the really good TVs are getting cheaper and cheaper. Mm-hmm. So it's becoming something that, you know, not only your rich friends can have a cool TV, whether they use it for movies or video games, it's going to be all over the place where wherever you go, you're going to have this really good visual and really good audio experience.
Nice. All right. Well, if there's anything else that you want to tip us off to, I don't know if there's the find of the you know, the event or whatever, but otherwise we can cut you loose.
I was just going to say the one thing with all this, you know, data that's following us in our cars and in our living rooms,
yeah.
we're sort of at a point where we either have to cross a bridge and say we're going to give all that data up to these companies because it's cool to have them know what movie we like and what foods we like and all these preferences. Or we're going to keep that to ourselves. And we're seeing here at CES kind of a look into the future of I can have an assistant follow me, whether on my wrist or on a little assistant, everywhere I go that knows me, you know, and knows everything about me. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of cool, but it's kind of creepy at the same time. And I think we're just at that
scary.
Point where, yeah, we just have to think, how much do we want to give up to these guys?
That was the point of my earlier question, which is, well, I'm happy to give up whatever they need if they can protect it.
Right.
And that's the problem I have with the way technology moves so quickly.
Right.
These guys can't keep up with in any way with protecting it. And we hear
with the
every
hackers.
Time we turn around, we hear another
data breach.
Right. Another dump, another
right.
this, another that. And you go. And then now we're hearing all computer systems, all of them have some kind of what was that? I forget what it was called, but
some little back door where
yeah.
they can get in.
Right.
On the Intel
right.
chips,
right.
it was like all the people using Intel chips have a gaping hole in their systems.
They have a gaping hole.
Right,
right. And there's one of those chips in literally every technology device, which means everything is vulnerable. And
right.
We see it with our credit cards and we see it, you know, if we see it with our finance, we're going to see it with our privacy. And we just have to be careful and sort of let our personal cat out of the bag, if you will, kind of gradually because, yes, all this stuff is inevitably hackable. As cool as it is to get into a car and say, here's your seat position, here's what you like to eat, here's where you go, we just have to be a little careful.
That is all pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Right?
Yes.
All right, Scott Budman, thank you so much for being on today. Look forward
Thanks,
to talking
buddy.
To you soon.
Anytime, you guys. Take
Bye.
Care.
Yeah, I love that stuff. As much as I do, it makes me so nervous that
right.
they aren't able to protect it. And it's fine. You can have a picture of my butt, but I'd like you to not be able to get at my retirement account.
Right.
That'd be great. You know what I mean?
It would be. Yes. Which, I do know what you mean. There's a huge trade-off.
And I really don't want you to look at my butt. I'm just saying it. That's the oh, thank you so much, Human. That's the last of my concerns when I'm talking about, you know, the stuff that could be stolen. You know what I mean?
Oh, it feels good laughing.
Does it?
Yeah, I can't. I don't want to think about that anymore, Vinny.
Oh, my ass?
No.
Oh.
My stuff getting stolen. I want to think about your ass.
That leads me to the story I teased you with, which is the retirement crisis. 37% of Gen X, which I'm part of, I should say, yeah. Gen Xer, right here.
Yeah, what are our years again?
It is from 65 to the late 70s.
Oh, boy.
That's Gen X. All right. 37% of Gen X say they won't be able to afford to retire. They have not saved enough money based on the forecast.
Right. And I'm one of the oldest ones in the Gen X because I was born in 66.
And
that's
you
right.
Actually, and I say this because I'm actually proud of you. You read that Susie Orman's book and have done all these things to financial security, and you've been working on it for a long time.
For my entire adult life. And, you know, my dad was an accountant. He was a money guy. So I always got great advice from him. I got a CD instead of a savings account. He showed me how to set up IRAs. I was lucky to have that kind of influence in my life, and I'm hoping to do that with my kids. Like, they have IRAs set up as well. But not everybody has that, because you really can, if you do it your whole life, tiny amounts of money throughout your whole life really add up. And it's hard, because you start to look at retirement. And listen, I've done a pretty good job of saving, and I still look at retirement and go, oh, God, I hope I only live for like 15 years after I retire, because I'm screwed after that.
2 out of 10 Gen Xers. So it's not a big number.
Big enough.
2 out of 10 aren't saving or investing for anything.
At all. Oh my God.
2 out of 10. Which means they're going to come to the government and say, I have no money.
Right.
What are you providing me?
Oh my God.
Right? I mean, what else are they
going to
do?
Well, you can check what they're providing you by going to socialsecurity.gov or whatever it is.
But that's there. So when you look at someone
who just, very afraid,
in the face of reality, has decided, I'm not going
right.
to put any money away.
It's never too late to start. Susie Orman, The 9 Steps to Financial Freedom. Do it. Talk to, when you do your taxes this year, just talk to the person. They'll help you. They'll help you set, they're accountants. They'll help you set stuff up a little bit every week. A little bit. 2 less lattes.
So frightening. 2 out of 10.
It's very
just
scary.
Not even considering to put away for it.
Come on, kids.
You want to do something fun here?
Much, much more than I want to. Depressed, yes.
The top 7 porn searches for
these are the things we look for, like mom, son, stuff.
Number 1 is porn for women.
Oh. Porn for women?
Porn for women, which I have looked up and looked at, and it's actually I would call it more palatable porn.
Is there like a love story involved?
No,
or something?
I don't think so. I don't necessarily look for this when I'm looking for inspiration, but I have looked at it because I don't like a lot of the stuff that's available.
Some
right
of it
now.
Is pretty harsh.
It's way too aggressive. I don't know what anyone sees in this.
In the
this,
choking
the,
thing.
The throat choke. But that to me seems like a...
So if people type in porn for women.
I just typed it in. What came up, what comes up is for her tube.
For her tube.
Yeah.
So it's
as
it's,
opposed to red mm-hmm. tube.
Oh, I guess. But I think it's just women. It's porn that a woman would look at and not go,
oh,
ouch.
My God, why is he doing that to her? This is getting a little real. That poor woman. Someone should intervene.
There are so many stunts happening in those videos now that
it's almost comical.
Yeah, there's nothing hot about it. Rick and Morty. These
what,
are
what?
This is number 2
on the porn searches.
The porn searches. It's parodies of some TV show.
Oh.
Fidget spinners is number 3. That is you know what the fidget spinner
yeah.
is, right?
Yes.
That is something, well, let's just say that's put in a place.
On the top of somebody's, woohoo.
I don't know. I'm not. And then spun.
Or I was even thinking nipples.
Uh-huh.
You could do it on your nipples.
Trying to think of places you can do it.
Hentai porn is on the list.
Hentai?
Hentai?
I don't know what that is.
It's Japanese anime porn.
Oh yeah. Did? Oh, people love that.
I like that.
It's actually it's kind of hot.
Well, he likes anime.
I went to a manga museum in and there was a certain age section, and it was like, oh my god, those are drawings of the craziest things ever.
I don't know. I don't ever watch cartoon.
You might like it.
I don't.
It was kind of hot.
Was it?
Yeah.
You liked it.
Well,
is what you're
like,
saying.
Look at that. Damn. Daniel.
Really?
Oh. I mean, anything can be any size you want it to be in porn. I mean, in drawings.
True. Mm-hmm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Okay.
Stranger Things is by the Duffer Brothers.
Thank you.
Sarah.
I was like, I know it's brothers, but it isn't the Doobie Brothers, but it's...
Oh, I had no idea what you were even talking about
when
you
Duffer,
said that.
The Duffer Brothers.
Okay.
Michael Douglas is the latest celeb being accused of inappropriate and unwanted sexual conduct.
That's what he...
415 is now reporting.
Well, someone, we reported that already today, that he stood in front of someone 30 years ago and got himself. And he's already in front of it doing interviews about how he didn't do it.
These 30-year-old reports are alarming. It doesn't seem like that's the point, does it?
I don't know. If it's been eating at someone for 30 years.
All right.
I really don't know.
510, Vinny, why do you make it sound shameful to shop at the Walmart? The reason is because a lot of people hate when Walmart comes into their community because their prices are so low that all the other companies in the area can't compete at all. And so
mom and pops are for sure out.
Anytime I've ever mentioned that I've gone to Walmart, we get mail saying, you're the problem. And I'm like, dude, I just wanted cheap Chips Ahoy. Like, that's all I could afford for dessert.
And also, when it's nearby, for a lot of people, that is their grocery store. That's where it is. And what are they going to do? Not get groceries?
Right.
And protest?
Supposedly, there are reports that they treat women poorly.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, no.
Walmart
there have been
does?
Plenty
yeah.
of plenty
I
of complaints against Walmart in the past.
Yeah.
925 says, OMG, my husband won't even get out of his chair to help bring in the groceries.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Terrible.
That is terrible. You need a new husband.
Yeah.
Choice of marriage.
Hashtag joys of marriage, please.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with something that happened right here in San Francisco. This is terrible. Terrible news.
Really?
And then some good news, too, after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.